Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hello, my name is Lindsay and I'm an alcoholic. But unusually for an alcoholic, I haven't had a drink today. I didn't drink yesterday either, and for quite a few yesterdays now. The only way I've been able to avoid drinking is by identifying and becoming free from the things that have held me back and caused me to continue drinking. So the topic I've been given to speak about is, why is inventory necessary? Well, what is inventory anyway? The big book uses the example of a business. When a business takes inventory, or does a stock take, the purpose is to disclose damaged or unsaleable goods and to dispose of them promptly and without regret. And that's quoting directly from the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous. A very important part of our recovery from alcoholism by the 12-step program of AA is to do the same thing with our lives. We discover things we have been carrying with us which weigh us down and cause us distress and inevitably lead us back to drinking. The 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous has a very structured process for doing this, step 4. And reading about step 4 in a big book or trying to do this in our heads is not enough. Our fourth step requires a written inventory where we set out our shortcomings in a structured manner using columns drawn on paper. We start with resentments. We list the people, organisations or institutions who we believe have wronged us, and we identify how we have been harmed and what about us was harmed, be it our ego or our ambitions or our wallets or whatever. The intention is not to level the score with anyone or to plot to harm them back, but to set the resentment aside and to look at how we continue to carry the anger and the fear and the self-centeredness that leads us back to drinking. Next, we listed our fears. Our ego may tell us that we're afraid of nothing, but if we dig deep, we realise that our lives are dominated by a multitude of fears that cause us to avoid or to procrastinate or to hide from situations, responsibilities or people. We look closely at these fears and we determine whether they're real or imagined, you know, what part of our self-centeredness and need for self-reliance have played in perpetuating these weaknesses. And we do the same thing with the harms that we have done to others, most often to those closest to us, our parents, our siblings, our partners, children, friends, etc. Again, we list them on paper and we state the nature of the harm. And we see how selfishness and ego and lack of consideration have caused our actions, and that guilt and shame continue to haunt us. We resolve to set matters straight by making amends and not allowing such behaviour to continue in the future. When our lists are complete, we share them with our sponsor, or a trusted friend, or perhaps a minister or a priest, to ensure that our self-appraisal is honest, fearless and thorough. In this way, we have made an inventory of our grosser handicaps. We can now move towards freeing ourselves from them and living a life that is very different to the dishonest and selfish and fearful life of our drinking days. Thanks for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.